Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys for joining us here at HNLC Studios. We're here in the city of Plano, Texas. Got a surprise guest that's going to be on the line with us on tonight. I'm going to pull my music here back just a little bit. Going to wait for some of the other audience to get in. We get ourselves in position, you know, to hear what the Word of God has to say. It's coming from the key that God is truly a blessing. You know, each and every time we get a chance to come before the throne of God, and it's welcome to the Praying Hands Ministry with the man of God, Evangelist Alan Carter. She'll be showing up here soon. As we got ourselves in position, and we're going to hear what the Word of God has to say that's coming from the evening here at HNLC Studios. Going to sit back here in a moment. We're going to make sure we get our special guest that's going to be with us tonight as I get the man of God in here, Evangelist Alan Carter. We're going to get his voice up here. Man of God, Alan Carter, God bless you.
Yes, sir. How you going?
It's always a blessing to hear your voice, man of God. Just a blessing. We got a really surprise for you tonight. Got a really good surprise for you tonight. We're gonna let that particular surprise take toll tonight and teach us tonight and give us some words in the way of wisdom. And I'm gonna introduce me in just a few minutes, and we don't have to have any kind of delay. And just want you to go ahead and open your service up with prayer, and we're gonna introduce your guest here in just a moment, man of God. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you being you all by yourself. Father God, you don't need no help in doing nothing. Lord, we thank you because you've been better to us than we've been to our own self. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for the special guest on tonight. Father God, let the words be edified to our hearts. Oh God, bless right now in the mighty maximum name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for Dr. Charles Ellis and his wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, over at Harvest Life International Church in Plano, Texas. Lord, we thank you. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to bring no surprises here. I'm going to introduce the woman of God in it tonight. She's no surprise to the station, her and the wife, her and her mother, hey, wife, her and her mother, Mr. Ruth Ellis. So we're going to go ahead and just, introduce you to Minister Renee Ellis. I believe she's on the line with us as of right now. She's going to go ahead and push out from here. And those who are going to miss it tonight, you better get in it quick because she's going to go at it. Minister Renee Ellis, are you there?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
All right.
God bless all of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Evangelist Carter.
You too, Minister Ellis. God bless you. It's a blessing to hear your lovely voice. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
To God be all the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes, to God be all the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we're going to pull. We're stepping out. It's your show. We handed it over to you. We're going to pull ourselves out. I'm going to mute my mic, mute the rest of the mics, and we're going to leave it. We're going to leave you on the floor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Evangelist Carter, thank you so much for that prayer. And Lord, I come before you as your vessel. Speak through me as you will.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Which you will have me to speak.
Yes, Lord.
Unto your people, O God.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
all
yes.
of you, Lord, and none of me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are the teacher.
Yes, yes.
And it is in you that you bring us into all truth.
This
we ask in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the listening audience on tonight. Bless each and every one of them. And
yes,
look
Lord.
On their families, Father.
Yes.
And answer the secret petitions of their heart. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will have me go over to Psalm chapter 8. And he has told me that in the midst of a trial, in the midst of going through, a thank you gets the breakthrough. Praise,
my Lord.
Worship, and adoration brings the breakthrough. It says in verse 1, it says, O Lord, our Lord, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, as I always do. But it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent. In parentheses, it says, majestic and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on or above the heavens. You know, when we are going through things, it's so important that we remember who our God is. He is. How great He is. How excellent He is. That He is the God of the impossible. He is the Almighty One. The One who made heaven and earth. It puts me into mind of the scripture that says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. Just think about that for a minute. My help, say that with me, my help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. You know, Psalms 8, verse 2 says, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Verse 3 says, when I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established. Verse 4 says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earthborn man that you care for him? That is an example of God's vast love for mankind. How much does He love us? How much does He love us? The psalmist says, when I view and consider your heavens, when we consider the stars, the moon, the sun, the planets, the things that God has created, all of these things which are so majestic and just awe-inspiring. Go and study about the different stars and the different planets and their positions and the angle at which they are placed and their orbits and the makeup of their surface and the gases and the things that make them up and the moons that they hold in place. And this great God that we know is so mindful of us. Stars and the moon and the sun and all of those things, I mean, it takes light years to get to those places. We see them with our eyes, but it takes light years to get there. The whole vast expanse of the universe itself that no one knows how far is far in the universe. No one knows eternal is in the universe. God created all of that, and yet he cared so much for us to come and dwell among us. And he still dwells among us and in us. Verse 4 says, what is man that you are mindful of him? What are we compared to the sun and the moon and the stars? That should tell us how much value we hold in the mind and eyes of God. That should tell us how valuable we are. It says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earthborn man that you care for him? Verse 5 says, yet you have made him but a little lower than God or heavenly beings. You have crowned him with glory and honor. God created man a little lower than heavenly beings, a little lower than himself, and crowned us, mankind, with glory and honor. Verse 6 says, you made him who? Mankind, man, to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the seas. Look at all the gifts that Almighty Abba gave to his man. Look at what he gave us. It says, you made him to have dominion. We were made to have dominion over the works of his hands. And it says, you have put all things under his feet. Do we really know who we are? Once we understand who we are and how we are made in the image and likeness of Abba, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, operating in the Holy Spirit, we should be able to continually live a victorious life. Do we really understand what it really means to be made and fashioned in the image and likeness of God. He took his time and made us so intricately. The human body is a world and a universe within itself. How great is our God? And how mindful is he of us? When we go through and we feel sad or angry or lonely, he's right there with us. When we hurt, he hurts. He cares so much for us. That right there, in the midst of going through, should make you want to say thank you to bring that breakthrough. Just that right there. It's a hallelujah anyhow. It's a thank you, Lord, always. He has made us a little lower than himself, heavenly beings, a little lower than heavenly beings, and crowned us with glory and honor. What does it mean to be crowned with glory and honor? What does that mean? And for God to put all things under our feet because of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, came everything. So we should not be living day to day in a defeated state. We, those of us who name the name of Christ, should always have our eyes on victory because of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. We walk victorious. Always. He's given us his authority. Abba made us a little lower than heavenly beings, crowned us with glory and honor, made us to have dominion over the works of his hands, and put all things under our feet, the sheep, the oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the seas. What a privilege. What a privilege and an honor and a blessing upon us, his man, mankind, through Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's why Jesus said, ask. And keep on to you. Seek. And keep on seeking. And you will find. Knock. And keep on knocking. Reverently. And the door will be opened unto you. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. And he also said that I and my Father are one. Look at the blessing that he has given unto his people. Do we really know who we are? Do we really know what we walk in when we say, I am a disciple of Christ, full of the Holy Spirit? Do we really understand the extent of the power that is heavenly treasure housed in earthen vessels? The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same one that created the heavens and the work of his fingers, the moon and the stars, which is ordained and established. They were set there in place by him. Do we really know what we carry? Do we really know that when we speak, things come to pass? Because we're made in the image of our Father? Do we really know who he is? Do we really know who we are? Truly know how he sees us and how he values us? I'm sure there are so many people that have gone through life not being appreciated, not being told you're special, you have a purpose, you have a calling, God loves you, he put you here for a reason, your life is significant to this dispensation of time. God has an assignment for you. He has an assignment for every single one of us, all of us that come to him. He said, I would that none, not any, would perish. For the earth is the Lord's, the world, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. He wants his people to walk in victory, defeat. For he has made us more than conquerors. A person who is more than a conqueror doesn't walk in defeat. A person who is more than a conqueror is always in thank you mode. A person who is more than a conqueror understands that his victory did not come from himself. A person who is more than a conqueror understands that the victory given to him or her was won by the one and only King of all kings, Lord of all lords, Almighty God. And a person who is more than a conqueror is always in the mode of, Lord, I thank you. Always walking with a grateful heart. Constantly thanking him in the midst of everything. No matter what is going on. No matter what it looks like. Thanking him in the midst of the storm. Why? Because that person knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that victory has already been won. A person who is more than a conqueror doesn't step foot into the fight. They're not the one fighting the battle. There's one. Jesus stepped in the middle of the battle, defeated Satan, put him under our feet, and said, now you walk in victory. We didn't have to fight the fight. We didn't have to fight the fight. That's why we're more than conquerors. A person who is more than a conqueror did not have to fight the fight. The victor's crown was given to them without stepping foot in the battle, always. Always victorious because of Jesus the Christ. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author, and not just the author, but the finisher of our faith, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, the Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. Do we know who we commune with, pray, and we talk to him? It will cause us to continually be in a state of reverence and worship and thankfulness for this. And the more we thank him, the bigger the breakthrough. The more we worship, the bigger the victory. The more we praise, the bigger the outcome of the good that comes from God. He is good. He is good to us. You know, I was going through some things a little bit ago with one of my children. And, you know, I always make a point to tell my children, you know, before you leave this house, you give me a hug and kiss, and we tell each other I love you. And I'm not going to go too much into detail, but I got a phone call around 3 something in the morning saying that one of my children was in a car accident. The car was going between 100 and 125 miles an hour. And he was in the car with his friends. But the one thing the police officer said, he said, don't worry, he's not in trouble, he's not hurt. I said, praise Jesus. Reminds me of that song, Somebody Prayed for Me. Had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. How many of us that the Holy Spirit speaks through and uses us to just pray and intercede? Whether we intercede for people we know, or we are interceding for those we don't know. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we could be praying for somebody halfway around the world at that split second The Holy Ghost uses us because we are yielded to him. He puts the unction on us to pray. And we pray. I'm sure all of us can sit back and think, wow, somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. They probably didn't even know my name. But the Holy Spirit knew who to tell that person to pray for. And they were obedient to the Spirit of God and said a prayer. For the scripture says, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit through us makes intercession through moanings and groanings which cannot be uttered. So when we wake up in the wee hours of the morning, prayer should be on our mind. The Lord can stop you anytime, any place, anywhere, and say, pray. That's how yielded he wants us to be to him. In obedience. Walking as more than a conqueror. Who has been made a little lower than God or heavenly beings, who has been crowned with glory and honor, who has been made to have dominion over the works of the hands of God, and who God has put all things under our feet. How precious we are to him. He numbered the very hairs on our head. He knows our every move, our every thought. He captures our every tear. He is the only one that fulfills his promise when he said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. In the times when we are alone, we may be by ourselves with no one else around. But God is right there. Commune with him. As we get close to him. Him who has made us more than a conqueror. Him who has made his abode, his home, his dwelling place in us. Him who he uses to reach out when he tells us to reach out. Him who has created all things. Him who is the maker of heaven and earth. Who we look toward when we lift our eyes to the hills, from whence comes our help. We should always find something to thank God for. And as we thank him, the breakthrough is already done. It's just a matter of the manifesting of it from the eye of faith into the natural realm. How great is our God? Psalm chapter 8, verse 9 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent. What is the meaning of that word excellent? Is there a line of demarcation to mark the level excellent stops at? I know not any. To what degree does excellent go to when we say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, glorious is your name in all the earth? God loves us so much, and he wants us victorious, and he wants us to walk victoriously in every area of our entire lives. Why does he want us to do that? Because it gives him all the glory. And it makes us know that our victory is not of ourselves. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to just break open the word together in a spirit of unity, to give your name the glory and all the honor and all the praise and all the worship and all the adoration, to just be in your presence, glean and eat from your table, and hear what you have to say to us. We count it a privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on tonight.
Thank you.
I am humble.
Yes, you have humbled us.
Yes.
Oh, I am humble.
To God be the glory.
All right, Dr. Carter, your show. All right,
Dr. Carter,
your show.
All right, I'm just sitting back enjoying a great woman of God who put it in perspective to where you can understand everything that she was saying and broke it down to us. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better teaching. Amen. So I just thank God, Minister Renee, for you being on the show with us and sharing a powerful word with us.
Yes, sir.
You are very,
you.
Very, very, very blessed and highly, highly favored. And you know, the best is yet to come for you.
Yes, sir.
The best is yet to come for you. We give God the honor, the glory. I mean, you know, wow. I mean, it blew my mind. Because I know, like I said, you're a good teacher, you and your mother both. And I tell Dr. Ellis, I said, a very, very professional, inspirational to the bodies. So to God be the glory, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The word is powerful. Amen.
He got his beautiful sisters on with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to miss out on them and just saying hello to them. They used to be just they quiet. So we recognize them in the studio, and along with the other guests that are on the line tonight, especially this is Anointed Word tonight. It couldn't come at a better time. You know, sometimes it's kind of a hot seat situation. I guess we may talk about that later on. So, but, you know, that's the best time you set the fire. That's when you actually push out. You need to push
Amen.
Out.
Say it. Say it.
A great word. I'll close us out. Yes, out and let us know about just a quick prayer to close out. Let us know about your next show, the next service that come on to.
We got next show is going to be on Wednesday night testimony service. The phone number there is 605-313-6056. That's testimony service on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. If you care to join us, please, you know, support us. We would love to have you and hear you all on there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. Thank you for the word that went forward from Minister Renee Ellis. Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you for a powerful word and a powerful speaker. Father God, right now, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Encourage her mind and her heart even more to bring your word further to the souls. Oh, God, how we thank you right now. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but we're going to give you thanks anyhow. Lord Jesus, waymaker, burden bearer, load carrier, and a prophet sharer. I thank God for my sisters and everyone that's joining us on tonight. Dr. Charles Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis over at Harvest New Light International Church over in Plano, Texas. Lord, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, let every heart say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
All right. You guys be blessed.
Huh?
You guys be blessed.
Yeah, you too, sir. You too. Keep your heads up.